Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. And once again, it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to throw some questions my way. Ian, how are you?
I am chomping at the bit, as usual. But before I get the chance to ask you some questions, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
Start with the name Grace Hopper. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the five-letter name of a fruit and the seven-letter name of a fish. What are the words?
Well, if you add a U, you can rearrange those letters to spell peach and grouper.
That is all true.
Which I don't recommend cooking together. Well, Mike, on this day in 1899, Noel Pierce Coward was born in London. The child actor would go on to write songs, plays, operettas, poems, short stories, and continue to act. He was eventually knighted in 1970. Some of his most famous plays include Bly Spirit, Private Lives, and Present Laughter, among many, many others. So in honor of Sir Noel Coward, today's show is all about playwrights.
All right.
Frederick March, Lee J. Cobb, Dustin Hoffman, and Brian Dennehy are among the actors to portray on screen Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman. Who's the playwright behind this American classic?
Very talented, Mr. Arthur Miller.
Nicely done. And more than a decade after his death, according to the American Theater, Miller was the fourth most produced playwright in the U.S. in the past year. First performed around 429 B.C.
What?
A play by Sophocles centers on a man trying to escape a prophecy that he will eventually kill his father and sleep with his mother. What's the name of the title character?
That would be the Oedipus of Oedipus Complex. So Oedipus is your answer.
It sure is. And full title being Oedipus Rex.
Oh, that's right.
Christopher Plummer played Oedipus in a 1968 film that also features Orson Welles and Donald Sutherland.
Wow, okay.
A hit musical about the politics surrounding the American Revolution, played to sellout crowds in New York City this year, featuring characters including John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. What is the name of this play, written by Sherman Edwards and Peter Stone?
1776.
That's right. It appeared in concert form at City Center's Encores this year, piggybacking on the success of some other American Revolution show you might have heard about. The co-artistic director of the West Bank Cafe Downstairs Theater Bar for most of the 1980s. Which author of works like the Williamstown Theater Festival staged One Slight Hitch and The Deal is a Yale-educated playwright, but he's probably better known for a recurring segment on The Daily Show since its first season in 1996.
Is it Lewis Black?
Well done, Mike. And finally, this is a toughie. The broadcast film...
Wait, this is the toughie?
The Broadcast Film Critics Association is posthumously nominating for Best Adapted Screenplay the late playwright of the new film adaptation of Fences. The 1983 play, part of the Pittsburgh Cycle, won the Pulitzer and Tony for who?
By Mr. August Wilson.
Nicely done, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, Mike Nothnagel deserves an encore. He went 5 for 5 on our playwrights quiz this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or during the intermission, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit the questions that Ian just asked us, to search the playbill for some extra credit questions, or perhaps try your hand at this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of Weekend and the Best Man playwright Gore Vidal. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters, 4 letters, that's a way of describing the Grand Canyon. What's the phrase? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
And curtain.